really when you think about it. Yet it actually turned into a really good story. You know, he had lost his fortune, so he was kind of living on the edge of civilization in Harlem or close to Harlem. He was like, you know, Robin Hood in the woods. Made a lot of sense to me, and I don't like the character. I like the juxtaposition of himself against Green Lantern. But it really all came about because people just love the look of the character. It struck that chord. Now, you know, you have to understand that I cheated. I didn't like create a great new character that everybody immediately related to. I essentially created a modern Robin Hood, and everybody relates to Robin Hood. And it's you know, what's the difference? He's got a little mask on his face, but big deal. He's a modern day Robin Hood. So everybody had that picture in their mind. They did not have the old Green Lantern picture in their mind. That guy with the green outfit and the just in the arrow car and the rest of that. Everybody, you know, Robin Hood is part of myth. So to create a modern day Robin Hood was so clear and obvious, and also to create, you know, I mean, I know you must have seen the Errol Flynn movie a dozen times or more.
Yeah.
But this idea of the smiling outlaw. You know, with a grin on his puss and defying everybody was very attractive to me and is attractive to everybody. I mean, you know, we're waiting on the TV show for that guy to crack a smile once in a while. And he is actually starting to do it. So.